Southampton have been deserted by their early season form, leading many to suggest the South Coast club have been found out. Dreams of a top four finish may have been more than a little fanciful, but having lost just one of 14 games before this current slump, the Saints clearly know how to win. As such, the hosts are priced as 11-8 favourites for the weekend's visit of Everton, while the Toffees can be backed at 2-1. The draw is on at 23-10, and with half of the last 8 meetings ending all square, it could tempt. But it's Southampton to win at 11-8 that looks the value pick here. They may have lost 5 games on the bounce, but this meeting is a recipe for a return to winning ways for the South Coast outfit. Ronald Koeman's men had won 5 home games on the bounce before losing their last 2, but with champions Manchester City and a fortunate Manchester United side the only teams to win at St Mary's this term, the omens look good. Everton have won just 1 of their last 5 on the road, and with the away side not winning this fixture in 10 attempts, Southampton look good value. Elsewhere, the first half double chance market could prove a shrewd pick for larger wagers, with the Southampton and draw on at 2-7. Now, odds on betting isn't everyone's cup of tea, and this selection may be one for the heavier walleted people out there, but it is approaching banker material. Southampton have not gone in losing at the break in their last 13 matches, including the recent losses to City and United. And if the Manchester duo couldn't manage it, then what hope an Everton side in poor away form? On to goal scorers, and Graziano Pelle jumps off the list at 9-2 to score the first goal of the game. The Italian has surprised some with his smooth transition to the English game, but after seeing him net 23 goals in 28 Eredivisie games last term, Koeman is not one of them. The Dutch manager's faith has been repaid, with Pelle netting 11 goals in 21 games for club and country this term, and having already netted 3 opening goals this season, and with more than half of his goals coming at St Mary's, the striker looks the best placed player on the pitch to get this tie up and running.